This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, History Talk on Markets and Budget, powered by Money Control. Today I have with me a very special guest, Mayuresh Joshi, who is Head of Equity India at William O'Neill India. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mayuresh.
Thank you so much, Satish, for having me on your podcast.
Well, Mayuresh, just to start with, what do you make of the budget 2020? Do you think it was the budget that was required to push the economy towards the 5 trillion mark?
So clearly that is the focus, Satish, in terms of the aspirational target that we've kept ourselves. But looking at the global backdrop and the global GDP, which is clearly slowed down, I think it was a reasonable budget that got presented. I would like to point out that there were far too many expectations that were laid out in the budget itself. So to that bit, again, I think not able to pinpoint exactly on which sectors I think was given a particular amount of stress, and that probably led to a lot of missed out feeling in terms of whether a lot of questions or concerns were probably addressed. But in my opinion, again, I think the three broad themes, aspirational India, which covered agriculture, water, wellness, sanitation, education, economic development theme, which covered railways and the energy sector as a whole, and a caring society in general, looking at art, culture, tourism, and climate. I think we try to touch points on most aspects that concerns the whole of India at this point of time. And again, very realistic in terms of projecting in terms of the FRB and BB as well of 50-odd dips to project that the fiscal deficit might be around 3.8, which looks like a far more critical figure than what we started off at the beginning of the year, obviously because of the miss that we're probably going to see in terms of the tax revenue and even on the non-tax front, specifically the divestments. But again, 3.8 probably looks far more digestible. And again, 3.5 for the next year, with a very reasonable amount of raise, looks reasonable. So again, I think the budget probably, as I said earlier, I think far too many expectations were built up. So to that bit, yes, I think a little bit disappointing on that front. But likely, again, I think there are going to be many things that will be taken outside of the budget, which should probably be taken into cognizance as well.
Perfect. Yes, there were too many expectations built up ahead of the main event, but what were the hits and misses according to you from the budget 2020?
So clearly, I think I'll come to the hits part first. The hit part obviously is in terms of the capital expenditure that probably has got extended to 21-odd% year-on-year increase. So again, I think the government is very, very focused in terms of pushing up the capex needs from the government side. The allocations that they've probably done also seems to be in the right areas. So the Ministry of Agriculture, for example, they've got a huge outlay in terms of 2.83 lakh crores, 1.61 towards agriculture irrigation, 1.23 lakh crores towards rural development. Infrastructure funding has increased substantially. Yes, there have been some amount of noise created with the new tax tweaks, but I think a lot of opinion probably still goes that the old regime probably still looks better. But the government, again, Satish, has budgeted around 40,000 in terms of the hit that the exchequer will take. So to that extent, again, I think the lower tier income earners and the discretionary spending thereof is a welcome step. DDT, again, I think some amount of confusion on the part in terms of the taxability for a lot of investors in the current scenario. But again, I think you probably anyway had to file returns and then you had to anyway exhibit the kind of dividend income that you had to show. So again, companies probably have that leeway in terms of having greater surpluses in terms of on their balance sheet. The third, obviously, as I said, the capital expenditure, which has gone up significantly, which gives a huge boost both for infrastructure spending and the proper allocation towards a lot of other departments at this point of time. So this is, again, I think, would largely be, I think, the expectations that were largely laid out for a lot of sectors, as I said earlier. So what happened for the auto sector, real estate sector, probably nothing has come out at that point specifically. But again, as I said, outside the budget, I think the tweaking of GST rates will be decided by the GST Council. The scrappage policy at some point of time will come through, which will be a definite booster for the auto sector. And some measures will be taken because the regulator is there in terms of RERA for the real estate sector as well. So yeah, I think some misses on that front, but largely again outside the budget, I think some developments might happen.
Right. And in fact, on the budget day, we saw, good amount of fall. In fact, Sensex was down by around about 1,000 points. Nifty 50 is now down to around about 300 odd points, which in fact led to the breach of 200 DMA, but then we sort of bounced back. And historically, we have seen that this is also the best time to get into stocks. So what are your views on that? So is this the best time probably for investors to get into it?
So again, I think, Kshitij, what we call at William O'Neill is the cancelling methodology. And I think as per our methodology, I think we've got different scenarios for the market setup. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I think in terms of the technical setup, it did breach key support levels. So to that extent, I think the market is clearly under pressure. But again, I think in times like these, I think opportunities do come up. So to that bit, I think the irrationality that the market is probably exhibiting and the volatility might very well continue for the next few days or weeks. And again, I think it's not only the budget which is probably responsible in terms of the high expectations that we had, but it's also related to the coronavirus, which is probably creating a huge upheaval in terms of global markets. So I think markets might be a little bit soft, but in my opinion, again, I think there will be good opportunities that the market will throw up over the next few days.
Perfect. And, the budget is over. I mean, the key event is over. So what are your budget picks for investors that they can look at for the next 1 year or so for long-term, basically?
No, absolutely. So I think, again, if you probably look at the outlay, as I said earlier, I think the agriculture outlay has gone up significantly. There is expectations that the Rabi season this time around is going to be bumper in terms of the sowing and the acreage that we've probably seen in terms of statistics. So rural agri inputs probably remain a theme which probably still can get played out. Within that, I think we're still holding on to stocks like an Escorts, for example, which have given a good set of numbers and where I think the expectations of a revival in terms of both the farm equipment segment as well as the construction segment because of the push that has been given to infrastructure and infrastructure outlay should play out effectively. Consumer discretionary, I think, as I said earlier, I think the 40,000 is the government has earmarked. I think there will be a lot of disposable spending that probably will come through and that disposable spending will get reflected to consumer durables, discretionary stocks as well. So to that bit, again, I think we've got stocks like the Bata, for example. The import duties on Bata have gone up significantly. So I think the dumping that happened is going to significantly reduce and the unorganized market, because of GST compliance, will shift towards organized players like Bata. So yeah, I think particular themes like consumer discretionary, you've probably got themes, as I said earlier, agri imports. And to a certain extent, I think defenses, classic defenses like pharmaceuticals, probably come back to the fore.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you, Mahesh, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of special podcast for Money Control. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.